Masechet Kelim Perek Yod Mishnah Het. The last Mishnah here on the topic that we've been talking about for most of the Masechet, which is the Tum'ah laws for earthenware utensils. Here we deal with larger earthenware utensils that have smaller ones that are not sealed shut. Mishnah says, Lefasin zo betoch zo. If there are earthenware pots stacked one inside the other, continuously getting smaller, Vesifto tehen shavot, and their rims are even on top. So even though they're getting smaller, it's not like it's getting more sunk in to the bigger earthenware utensil. They're all equal when you're looking at it from the rim on top. Hasheretz ba'elyona o betachtona. Hasheretz is in the top pot, the innermost pot, or the bottom pot, the outermost pot. So the outermost is the biggest, the innermost is the smallest. He teme'ah v'chulan tehorot. That pot, the pot that it's actually in, is tameh, but the rest of them are tahor. The pot that the sheretz is in becomes tameh because the sheretz is in its airspace. But all the other pots are tahor because the sheretz is not in their airspace, and they cannot become tameh from the pot that is tameh. Hayu bekones mashkeh. If they were punctured with holes so liquid could enter different pots. So you have pots that are in within each other, but they aren't solid pots. They have holes. Think of like a strainer. And each pot is both a keli and a non-keli. Depending on how we treat it, it could be astringency either way. If it's a keli, that means it now has the ability to become tameh, so it's astringency in that respect. If it's a non-keli, it cannot become tameh, so therefore it's a leniency. And that's when you're dealing with that pot or that utensil itself. But in reference to other pots, if we treat it as a pot, as a keli, it is a leniency, because only the interior of a keli is considered to be a separate airspace. So if you have a sheretz in a inner pot, if we do not treat it as a keli, it's astringency for the pot that's outside of it, because now it's in the airspace of the pot outside. In other words, it could only be in one airspace. If it's, let's say, in the most inner, again, to review that part, if the sheretz is in the innermost pot and we don't consider that pot to be a keli because of the holes in it, so what it becomes is now it's within the second most innermost pot. And it's within that airspace, so that becomes tameh. So therefore, we treat it in the chumrot of all possible respects. Hasheretz ba'elyona kulan tameot. If a sheretz is in the innermost pot, all of them are tameh, because we say that technically each one of them has the sheretz in its interior. If the one more inner to it is not a keli, it's in its airspace. If, for example, the third one, let's say the innermost two are not kelim, so now it's within the airspace of the third one, if you consider it to be a keli. So we treat it lechumrah in that regard. But tahtona hitemeah v'kulan terot. If it's in the outermost pot, only it is tameh. We treat it like a keli and it could become tameh. But all the rest of them are tahor, because no matter how we treat them, either we treat them as kelim and it's not within its airspace, or we don't treat them as kelim and it's not in its airspace. So no matter what, we go as mahmir as we can, but even here, only the outermost one would become tameh. Now we'll go back to the case where we do not have punctured pots, but we have whole pots. And until now, the case we had was one where all the rims were even. So here we'll talk about where one rim was higher. Hasheretz ba'elyona v'atachtona odefet. Hasheretz was in the innermost pot, but the rim of the outermost pot is higher than the rims of the inner pots. He v'atachtona teme'ah, the innermost pot, which has the sheretz, and then the outermost pot are both tameh. The innermost pot is tameh because of the sheretz that entered it, and the outermost pot is tameh because as the sheretz was going into the innermost pot, it went through the airspace of the outermost pot. So therefore, all of the outermost and the innermost pot become tameh, but if you have any other pots in between them, they would not become tameh if their rims were equal to the innermost pot. Now we'll give the same case, but the middle pots have liquid in them. Ba'elyona v'atachtona odefet. The sheretz was in the innermost pot,
and the rim of the outermost pot is higher than the rims of the inner pots.
So that was really the case of the previous part of the Mishnah. But one variable, kol she'esh ba mashke tofeach teme'ah, any of the inner pots that have droplets of liquid in them are tameh as well. So again, the outermost pot becomes tameh because of the airspace when the sheretz was on the way to the innermost pot. Innermost pot becomes tameh because the sheretz is in it. But we say as well, any other of the inner, in between pots, between the inner and the outermost pots, they become tameh as well if they have liquid in them, because the airspace of the inner pots, any of the inner pots are considered to be part of the airspace of the outermost pots. While technically one pot cannot make another pot tameh, so even though they're within the airspace, they can't become tameh because they're in the outermost pot, which is tameh. The liquid in them could become tameh from being in the airspace of the outermost pot, which is tameh. And now that the liquids in them become tameh, on a derabanan level, tameh liquids make the pots that they're in tameh as well.